WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Friday edition of The Opening Bell. Delta Airlines reporting a strong quarter, their quarterly earnings report out yesterday, and some news about a potential carbon tax on airline tickets. Starting in France, a couple of big aviation stories this week. We're going to talk to Madhu Unnikrishnan, editor at Skift Airline Weekly, about some of that today. And Madhu's with us this morning via Skype from New York. Madhu, let's begin with Delta, strong earnings report from the airline and some strong guidance looking forward to the rest of the year.
Well, Delta is a machine. Under its current management, Delta has been a consistent moneymaker and has always led the industry in its revenues and profitability. Yes, Allegiant is ahead in terms of margins, but in terms of the large network carriers, it's always ahead of everyone else. Ed Bastian said that Delta does not operate the 737 MAX, but he did say that there was a slight, and as he put it, marginal benefit for Delta because of that. The other Southwest and American have had to ground parts of their fleet and are taking a revenue penalty from not having all of their fleet operable during the busiest time of year. I think Americans said it would be north of $100 million. So I think that helped, but Delta just, as I said, it's a machine, and it just it didn't need the help, but it certainly benefited from it.
Yeah, and it sort of gives us a window into what's going on at some of the other airlines. American said this week that it is likely going to see an $885 million cut from the second quarter. So it gives you a sense of how the other airlines, how much they're losing because of the 737 MAX, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, this is the quarter airlines make most of their money, the summer peak travel period. So to have even a small part of your fleet grounded, having to cancel flights. American just completely canceled Oakland, California to Dallas, which is the first MAX-related casualty, route casualty in the U.S. so far. So, they're having to look at their schedules, they're having to trim where they can, and they're just carrying fewer passengers. So at the busiest time of the year.
Yeah, is there any sense do we have of when 737 MAX may be back in the air? I know we've been talking about September 3rd as a cancellation on due date, but what's going on? What's the latest with the MAX?
I wish I had a crystal ball, because if you'd asked me this question 2 or 3 weeks ago, I would have said, yeah, we're on track for the MAX to come back in the early autumn. But it just seems like there's regulators have found new issues with it that need to be addressed, and it's hard to say when it'll go back into service. And even if, another thing to remember is, even if the FAA recertifies the aircraft and says it's safe to fly, regulators around the world are not necessarily going to follow the lead of the FAA, and it may take some time. So I just don't know.
Yeah, and then after that, you have the customers being the loyalty factor on this. How long will it take to regain the confidence of flyers?
I think that is a little bit overblown, right? I mean, most people who buy an airline ticket don't know what aircraft they're boarding when they fly. So there will be some people who book away because they're not comfortable, but I do think that once it's safe to fly and it's been flying for a couple of weeks, people will forget. And, we just have to look back to this has happened several times before, before my time, that, the DC-10 was grounded in the 70s due to two very high profile accidents. And apparently, if you look at press reports from the time, people said they wouldn't fly it. It was this terrible aircraft, but continued to run for the airlines till the early 2000s, and people just forgot.
Yeah. So I was checking out Skift's Airline Weekly, the news that you edit there. You've sort of done a mid-year review of the aviation industry. What are the highlights as we're here at mid-year?
You know, interestingly enough, this so far this year, Europe has been one of the most interesting regions of the world. It's had a lot of high profile bankruptcies, Wow Air, for example. The big European carriers, Air France, Lufthansa, even British Airways, or IAG, the parent of British Airways, have just not had any luck making money on short haul routes like within Europe. They're making all their money on these long haul routes. And then there's the low cost carrier. So it's, you know, what's interesting about Europe is it's just in a place, it's not as consolidated as the US is, right? So there's just a lot of players and a lot of competition, and it's going to be interesting to watch to see how airlines figure out how to make money in Europe again.
Yeah, and with Brexit coming up as well, that's going to be another of the unknowns, isn't it?
Once again, I wish I had that crystal ball.
Yeah, right.
No one knows what's going to happen with Brexit. You know, God, I again, no one knows what will happen. So stay tuned.
How much has the impact of the trade war been a factor in aviation so far this year?
You know, so far it hasn't been reflected in passenger traffic, but it has been reflected in cargo traffic. And remember, you know, especially on flights to Asia, the belly of the aircraft is full of cargo. You know, there's luggage, of course, but, you know, they make a significant amount of money. Airlines make a significant amount of money carrying cargo in the belly of the aircraft. And the trade war has caused a pretty precipitous decline in cargo traffic. So that's where we're seeing it now. It remains to be seen if passengers will stop traveling. But so far for the summer season, everything looks okay.
You know, we just finished the conversation about the 737 MAX, but I have to believe that once the year is over and you're doing the year in review, that Boeing will be front and center in this year's aviation news, right?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, you know, they can't sell their best-selling aircraft. That's going to sting, and it'll sting for a while. Not to mention, you know, they're going to have to compensate airlines and the victims of the two accidents. So, it'll hurt in the short term. However, one thing to keep in mind is that there's still you know, a backlog of several thousand aircraft. So Boeing has a pipe. Once this thing is declared safe to fly, it's got a you know, years of a backlog. And so far, only two airlines have indicated that they're going to cancel their orders. So, you know, I think it's a short term. I hate to say it, but it looks like it'll be some short term pain for Boeing. But let's see what happens next year.
There's another story. We reported on this earlier this week that France is putting this eco tax in place on flights out of that country. Is this something that other countries might be considering? How big of a deal is this going to be?
This is an interesting story. I mean, particularly European carriers for a long time trying to figure out how to get airlines to pay for climate change and their effect on climate change. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, the European Union tried to include airlines in its cap and trade program for carbon dioxide, caused a worldwide outcry. So that didn't really work out. They're trying different ways. I think we'll see more of this. You know, France is among the first. I think we'll see more as climate change becomes even more of an issue for governments and for people around the world. But in particular in Europe. But I don't know which country will be next. There will be one. I just don't know which one.
Do you think air flyers are willing to part with $7 to $20 per ticket to cover the cost of something like this?
I don't think they'll notice. I think if you asked Joe Traveler, will you pay for this? He might balk, but you know, you have to remember, I mean, if all the taxes and fees that are in your ticket, you know, you see a base fare of $600 and you end up paying $1,200 because of all the taxes and fees, 7 to 10 euros or whatever it is will get hidden and will be quickly forgotten about.
Yeah, I think people have already sort of felt that way about the 9/11 extension, right?
Right.
People don't even notice that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. There's that in the U.S. There's, in a lot of countries, there are fuel surcharges that you don't notice. It's just people just pay the fee and don't really notice. Occasionally, there'll be some outcry from my passenger rights group that says, the base fare is $600, but why is the ticket 12? But I think it'll just get lost. I think the larger issue, though, is the concern in the industry that governments around the world see airlines as a cash cow. And this is particularly true in Latin America, where it's sort of still, air travel is still seen as a luxury and not a necessity. So tickets are taxed more than other forms of transport. So, there's a little bit of that in the French tax. That yes, it is about climate change, but there's a sentiment that, well, air travelers will pay it, right? So that's something that to keep an eye on, and probably would be detrimental to the industry if it got out of control.
Madhu, a good conversation. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Madhu Unnikrishnan, editor at Skift Airline Weekly. You can find more online at airlineweekly.com, and make sure you check out Skift as well at skift.com and at Twitter at Skift.